tomorrow will be Raya from Dir Meirish. The reason we don't get back is because of Shavim. By stories, not for that. I have to get it back. You see, not like a B'Yosef, that Shina Hashem is kind of. See, it's not kind of. The crisis. Stam Meirish Kimish Abloy Bibir, Messiahishim Abayel Mimenu. This is a Taisus Lishtasai that says, that even though the Gemara said, Shina Hashem is Kashina Maisa. Just kidding. It's not Kashina Maisa, because Shina Maisa doesn't need Yish, and Shina Hashem needs Yish. Rabban said, not like that. Right? Rabban said, Shina Hashem Kishina Maisa. If I care, the whole Shina Hashem, the whole Shina Maisa, Batsim is really the Shina Hashem. Yitaka don't need Yush. Aye, the Mishnah says you need Yush. So, Rabban had two Malchim. One mahalach is in Yiddish al tuma, medine tumi in Yiddish. Otherwise, no achlata, is part of the ganet, is no Yiddish. Or, if not for the fact that there was Yiddish, and you would not have the kayach to be kaveya shina Hashem. You would not have the kayach to be kaveya shina Hashem. But Taisus is, at least in the beginning, is going, like I said before, that you do need Yush, because Shina, in order to be Kaina, with Shinui Hashem, you need Yush. So Meila, Taisus says, Al Karachach, if the Gemara is asking, the Gemara says, you see here that Shina Hashem is not Kaina, must be that it's Yush. Because if it wasn't Yush, then it's not a Kasha, Shina Hashem is not Kaina, Shina Hashem needs Yush. El Al-Karach Taisus says, Stam M'that Kimishib and Abibira, Nisiyayish Ba'el Menu, even though, by Gzela, there's no, out the fact that it's Gazel, there's no Yish V'Chamim, but over here it's, there's Yish because it's built in a house, and Mela, the Ba'el Mamiyayish, because it's, to get the guy to take apart his house for your thing, he's miayish. Oh, in K'efek Taisiv, is in time, the mashmid, the makshel of Yasef, Adrabba, Kolshka, the Kashel, Rabba, Tfei, the Yish Gerei, the Kani. If we're saying that there's built in Yish over here, so why are we only asking Kasha, that Sina Hashem? We should ask a Kasha, a better Kasha, on Rabba. The Rabba says Yish is Kaina. Yish is kaina. Why do you need karnas shavim? Akarach is yish. The Gemara assumes is yish. If the Gemara is assuming is yish, because otherwise we wouldn't have kasha on Rabbi Yosef. Then why don't we ask kasha on Rabba? The yish is kaina, right? And the Mishnah says it's only karnas shavim. Well, my the Mishani the Meirish my Allah, and even Rabbi Yosef's teretz that it's not a shin Hashem is not going to be a teretz for Rabba. Katek shel Rabba. The Mahacha Mash but the Yish like Kana. The fact is there's no Shin Hashem, but the fact that the assumption that we assume that there's Yish over here, that doesn't come off. And if there's Yish, then we have a Kasha, a Rabba who holds that Yish is not Kaina. Near the Farish, the blood Yish I. So now Taisus is falling off in his whole anacha that you need Yish. Vachi parach Rabbi Yosef, Yam b'shalom d'shin Hashem loy klumhu. Shapir, El Yam d'shin Hashem katan in Yish, kani im kei, shin Hashem gadol, ki hai, the meirish, yesh liknois, b'fnei atzmai. So Taisus is mechalek between a shin Hashem cotton and Shin Hashem Gadol, because we had Rabbi Shina Maisa, Nishinamaisagadol. Yeah, but Utsba Tais, we said the Tais holds that he's Yish because it's not a big Shina. Tais says by Shina Hashem, it's also Shaykh. Two Gedarim of Shinui, Shina Hashem. And this that we said before. That Shinui Hashem requires Yish. That's only Mitzpa. Because over there, it's not Hashem. God, that's why he needs Yish. Hashem came. If the Shin Hashem Gadol, if you hold the Shin Hashem as Kaina, then it doesn't need Yish. So really there's no Yish over here, but still the Gemara is asking Kasha, if you hold, there's a concept called Shin Hashem, not just Shin Hamayis, there's a concept called Shin Hashem, and Kain, and Shin Hashem Gadol, you shouldn't need Yish. So really, the Loyal Makali Mishnah, there's no Yish. That's why it's not a Kasha and Rabba. So if there's no Yish, why is Kasha and Rabbi? He said, Shin Hashem needs Yish. Here it says, no. This is Rabbi says, Shin Hashem needs Yish. Only if Shin Hashem cut. Shin Hashem Gadol doesn't Yish. Shin Hashem Gadol, behind the Meirish, Yish Leiluk Nois, with the Atzmai. Chei Mash Malael. The Shin Hashem Choshuv Greida. Choshuv. Shin Hashem Choshuv Greida Kani. Shin Hashem Choshuv is kind of by itself, without Yish. The Parakab, by a gun of Kleb, and Asa Ayil, the nickname Shin Hashem. Have a Shin Hashem Choshev. Gemara says by Kleb and Asa Ayil, Gemara says Kashi Shkayim Mishinoi. Who said this Yish over there? Mechalikas by this Yish over there. Gemara is not being tailored whether the Chachamim and Shimon whether this Yish or not. Smashma. Good. Over there was a gun of Kleb and Asa Ayil. So the Chachamim, Maisa. Stam Ganeva, there is Yish. You could be matchuk and say they were going for Chum. Stam Ganeva is Yish. Maybe Gemara asked the Kasha. Pateksa says the Pashta is the fact that the Gemara is asking the Kasha out of the blue. The Gemara is asking the machine Hashem. It's Mashma that there is no prerequisite of Yish, no requirement of Yish in order that the Shina should be kaina. In our we see you do need Yish. Here it says, Nafkamina, what type of Shina Hashem? Shina Hashem cotton does need Yish? Shina Hashem God doesn't need Yish.
What? Either the name changed or the name didn't change.
What is Mitzvah? What is Mitzvah of Shina Hashem cotton? Shina Hashem cotton. He's saying the itzba shinash. Yes, he's been mechalik in itzba, and at Levinas Ayil outside the Levinas Ayil was a shinoi.
But what's his previous kasha?
What?
He's had his question before that. Really, the Gemara's what is saying that your daima is really that shinoi shemais are not really daima. Why do you ask that?
What did I say? What?
Tesis before asked that shemais is not really daima to shinoi shemais.
He's saying that maybe when the Gemara says Shina Hashem is like Shina Mayis, it means Shina Hashem Gadol. So if it is Taisus, you can answer the Kasha before. You say that there's a Shina Hashem Gadol.
Yeah. Then I went and answer because it's talking about.
Fine. No, but the Gemara. He's saying the statement. Yeah. The statement that Shino Hashem, Shina Maisa, could be talking about Shina Hashem Gadol. The statement that the Shina is like could be talking about Shina Hashem Gadol. But punked over here, the Shina Hashem Katan. But it's Yiddish. But that's a statement that Shina Hashem is Shina Maisa. That could be talking about Shina Hashem Gadol. One second. I mean, similarly, we have Taisus and Sukkah, right? That even though, right, what does Taisus and Sukkah say? to answer what does Taiz and Sukkah say to answer his kasha here? It's not the same. So what does he say over there? He has a time. What's my second? Hashdenicha, he says, right? Hashdenicha, how the kamin hasim shina shem kishina ma'isa dami dechi dami ladadi shina ma'isa l'chudei b'lo yish kani ve'ilu shina Hashem l'kani el badi yish k'nimucha behed etzba d'otzba el ha'ayin ta'ayin mishum d'otzba chayzul b'riyasai. That's why he needs yish. Avlehech lehadar kani l'chudei, right? Taisus over there that's mechalik different than Bayas. It's mechalik that when it's Shina Hashem that's Chayzer needs Yish. And Shina Hashem that's not Chayzer doesn't Yish. So even though we're talking about Utspa, which is Shina Hashem Chayzer and it does need Yish, still Taisus over there is willing to say that the statement of Rabbi Yosef that Shina Hashem is like Shina Maisa. That's a general statement. Even though Legapi, what we're talking about right now, by Utzpah, it's not true. Because Shin Hashem, by Utzpah, since it's Chayz of Riyasai, it needs Yish. And Shin Hashem, or Shin Maisa doesn't need Yish. But since the Shin Hashem, that's not Chayz, it doesn't need Yish. So Mela, that satisfies the statement of that Shin Hashem is Shin Maisa. So Mela, Yossi is asking the same thing we can say over here.
Maybe it's different.
Why? Maybe, obviously it's different. There is something, there it doesn't.
Shini Hashem Kotan is different than Shini Hashem Kotan. It's a side point.
But we're saying though, when we made the statement, Shinoi Hashem, Shinoi Ma'isa, he's not talking about.
Maybe he's talking about.
He doesn't say that. He says, El Hayin time is Shundutzba Chayz Biyasai. El Hech Loihadar Kanil Chudei. And that's what?
He's talking about
Utzba. That's a side problem. Utzba Chayz Biyasai. Not that he's saying that what's Daim is the Shinoi Hashem that's not Chayz Biyasai. He doesn't mean that that's what we're comparing to Shin Hashem, the one that's not other. That's why it's the Taisus. You learn Taisus now again? The way I'm learning Taisus, I think Yossi has a good question. We've seen Taisus and Sukkah. Taisus and Sukkah, the Chor is willing to stretch the statement a little bit. And we said that Shin Hashem is Shin Maisa. And it doesn't mean it's Mamek Shina Maisa, because Taisus Kasha, what do you mean Shina Maisa doesn't need Yish, Shina Shem, Utzpah doesn't need Yish. Teretz says, no, Utzpah is because it's Chayz Abriyasa, that's why it needs Yish. But when it's not Chayz Abriyasa, it doesn't. So Chayz Ayn Sutaisis, maybe Rebbe is saying that when we're saying that Shina Hashem is Kashina Maisa, it means that Shina Hashem, but it's not Chayz Abriyasa. So Mela is handing over here also, Chayz, once Taisus is Mechadish to us. There's a difference. There's two types of Shina Hashem. The Shina Hashem Gol, the Shina Hashem Cotton. So then we could say, when we say Shina Hashem is Shina Maisa, maybe Chayotas could have answered that Shina Hashem Gol is Shina Maisa, the Shina Hashem Cotton needs Yish. So I think it's a nice Hara. Unless you're being Mechal between Shin Hashem Golden Cotton versus Shin Hashem is Chayz Abriyasa, not Chayz Abriyasa. We're still going to this question, what's Matzias exactly of a Shin? What are the Gedarim? Doesn't give us the Gedarim that he went to sleep right too late. Yeah, well, there's to give us the Gedarim of Shinoi Hashem Godlo, Shinoi Hashem Katan. What is that exactly? What?
Seemingly he's talking about Kitzin specifically that it's a cotton because it has no significance.
What do you mean? It has no significance.
I didn't say it's the same thing.
I said the same structure you have over there. That even though even though we're talking about utzpah, yeah, but still we can say that Shin Hashem is like Shin Ma'aseh because Bikaron Shin Hashem is like Shin Ma'aseh. Over here, for some reason, here it's not exactly the same. Here you need Yish because it's not exactly the same as either. It's not the same because it's. It's Shinoi Chayzer, or here's not saying because it's not less of a Shinoi. But the statement that Shinoi Hashem is Kashinoi Maisa, I think Tayez's Chor could have said that. I think Yossi has a nice Hara. Vayesh Yesh Laima. Then Tayez is Chayzer from the whole thing. Lachal Makaim have a Shinoi Hashem, Greda. Kani Rabbi Yisif, B'loi Yish, V'kach Yesh Lahayil, Loi B'meirish, B'loi Yish. The Mad Tzarech Yish Ba'ira is Lamisham Kinyin, the Kinyin Hamisham Shin Hashem L'chudei. La Yish and Tzarech El Kadesh Yoyil, Machsheves Yichudai, L'shavia Barzin. So Taisus, then no, the whole thing is one big mistake. This that Taisus thought that from the Mishnah that says you need Yish, we see that Shin Hashem, and we put that together with Yosef's Teretz, that the Mishnah is talking about Shin Hashem, that Shin Hashem needs Yish in order to be Kaina. that's a mistake. Really, Shin Hashem is like any other Shin. Shin Hashem doesn't need years. Shin Hashem is kind of like any other Shin. Shin Hashem is Geshinei Ma'aseh. Why do we need Yish over here? Why do we need Yish? Only in order that should be considered, in order that should be Shin Hashem. V'chein behekdish bo'yim ha'yish, shim hen yish, en shem hekdish chalala. And can Shin Hashem, can Shin Rishus, and Yish, and Shin Rishus. I say, how Meirish? Below Yish, not me, because Shin Hashem. Yish, the whole thing, that's my. That's how they marry Shin Hashem. You don't need Yish. So, really, again, we're talking about there's no Yish, that's why it's not a Kash and Rabba. And the Tony Kash, Shin Hashem, does not need Yish. It's al tzad, the mayor Shin Hashem, then you should be kind without Yish. V'yesh lo hof le'atzim, chengah betlev and asayil, the mir le'el, v'kinim Shin Hashem, then it's more partial, you don't come on to Shin Gold or Shin Cotton. Either way, you don't need Yish. So I saw Rav Chanan over here in the Kaivitz Biurin, and for the Shurim Chelik Vez, he has a little bit on Baba Kama and Kavitz Biurim. He has a question. He vibes Shver, B'l'chayra, based on what we've been talking the last couple of days, B'l'chayra, the Kash doesn't really start. He has a Kash in Tais. Tais says, Adi Shleimar, that really you don't need Yish for the Kinyan. You only need Yish in order to be a Shinoi. Hashem, who is Mishinu Rishos? So he asks, the Vorm ain't move on him? Kim the Shin Hashem gray, the Kanye of Yisif. How can Shin Hashem work? Going out for Yisif, Shin Hashem works. Lom le yuchel lahakdish, kaidim yish, v'neima, tekdesh, v'gyonim, b'am kechad. Why do we say b'am kechad? We all know the Rajba, right? Obviously, it's coming from the Rajba Gittin. Rajba Gittin was mechadish to us that we say, by Yish and Shin Hashem, by Shin Hashem, yeah, and by Shin Rishos, We say bam keachad. Say bam keachad. That since if the Shin Hashem would be chal, so then you're kind of, it's a matter that that allows the Kenyan and for the Shin Hashem to be chal. So it's effective of Chanan. Because if you tell me, Shin Hashem doesn't need years, that there should be a chalai Shin Hashem, you don't need years for the Kenyan. For the Kenyan, because it's going now, that Shin Hashem alone works. Nalgi said on the base. Okay? Shin Hashem doesn't need Yish. Then why should you need the Yish in order to make the Shin Hashem? You should say, anyway, you have to say Baam Kechad. Dok Shemak Shachad Yish, not Mitzvichim on the Lusfar Baam Kechad. Kim the Yish alone could be like Kani. Alright, Yish alone is not Kaina. Right? Yish alone is not Kaina. Right? So, in fact, the Raj of Yish is not Kaina. So, how does it help? Right? How does it help? How does it help that he made the? How's the Shina? How does it help? He's not kind. How can he make the Shina Hashem? Elamai says the Raj Bam Kechad. So it means even after the Yish, he still come out the Bam Kechad. The Yish is not kind. And Kain Koyg Mishnami Yolakdesh Mitam Zeh. Well, Zeh Reini Reiv Yedidi Abacher Eliezer Aryeh Rav Tali Malkst Shem Amrei. I mean, Gula, I don't know. Anyways, as I figure, Mechanon Iglaib Shvet. Yeah? Again. It's Vector Mechanon, I mean, what's that saying? That you need the Yish for the Shina Hashem, for the Shina Yishus. Vector Mechanon, but Harebi Yish, we're going now, Yish is not kind of. Right? Yisrael, Yish is not kind of. Elamai, so why is the Hekdesh Chal? Because he's going with the Rajba. He knows the Rajba. The Rajba says, Bam Kechad. But if it's Bam Kechad, then why need the Yish? If anyway, you have to come out to Bam Kechad, so even without the Yish, we can say Bam Kechad. You don't need the Yish to be able to say Bam Kechad. If it's Bam Kechad, it's Bam Kechad. It means, since if the Shin Hashem would be Chal, I'd be kind of, so therefore we say, it's Chal and I'm kind of together, nor that I should be able to be Chal. That's the Svar Bam Kechad, whether we understand the Svar or not. But that's the Svar Bam Kechad. So Meila, well, what is that saying that you need the Yish in order to make the Shin Hashem, in order to make the Shin Rishos? As they rech back of Chanan by Bishvet, Chayish to Kapella. Why? What? Oh, because we've discussed Barichus in the last couple of Shurim, right? That we had the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't go with the Rashba. Right? The Ramban is clear that the Ganav is not kainit. Right? We saw the Ramban. The Ramban says the Ganav is not kainit. Right? The Ramban says that when he's makdish it with Yish Shin Rishus, yeah? It's a pasul carbon because not the Ganav was never kainit, it was never his. That means it's clear in the Ramban that this that he's the koyach that he has to makdash it does not come from the fact that it becomes his and then that's what allows the hekdash to be chal, like the Rajba said. We said clearly the Ramban disagrees with the Rajba. Clearly the Ramban disagrees with the Rajba. So the Ramban we discussed yesterday. The Ramban says that Ramban has one mahaloch, right? In the second paragraph of the Ramban, what is the Yish doing? What is the Yish doing? That's my Kaisers. The Yish is allowing for the Shin Hashem and for the Shin Rishos. So therefore, what's the Pshat? So we said, with the Stipler. Now what? That even though Batsim, how does it start? You have no Kaich to be Meichal, a Shin Hashem, or that there should be a Chalais Hekdesh, there should be a Shin Rishos. The Hekdesh should be kind of Yish Shin Rishos, Yish Shin Hashem. Elamai, since the Mayas Gaz Miayish, and it left his Rishos, and it's in the Rishos of the Gazlan, so those two facts together gives him some Kayach in order that he could create the Chalais, Shin Hashem, by Otzban, and also Shin Rishos of Hekdesh. That's the Chayah we said, the Chayah you have to say something like that, but that's Ramban, because Because the Ramban clearly does not learn like the Rajba. The Ramban's clearly not like the Rajba. So something you got to say. So something has to be something along those lines. And the Ramban was, we said yesterday with Dag and the Ramban, the Ramban's, at least part of the style of the Ramban Zicha says, the idea of the Yish left his Rishos. Because the Yish did something. The Yish it left his Rishos. It's not enough that he can't be kainit because it's Yerosh Le'adai, the Ganim can't be kainit. But Saif Kasaif, the idea of the Yish left his Rishos. Once he left his Rishos, then he has some type of kayach to be able to mock the shit. That's Pshan Daisus. That's simple Pshan Daisus. Taisa doesn't never say anything but Bam Kechad. Taisa the Chayyim is going through the Malach of the Ramban, and that's Taisa says. That's Taisa that you need the Yiyush in order to allow for him to be that he can make a Chalais Shin Hashem. El Kadesh Sheyoyel Machsheves Yichudoi LeShavya Barzin Demlava Yiyush Ein Kan Shin Hashem B'Chein Be'Hekdesh. Shem ain't sheish, ain't shem hekdesh chal olav, ain't kan shin Hashem. And then Taisa adds, v'chein shin rishus. Em ain't yish, ain't shin rishus. What does he mean by that? There's no yish, there's no shin rishus? Does he mean by hekdesh? Is your shin rishus of hekdesh? What does he mean? Stam shin rishus? What? So what's that good? What? Yeah. What Taisa says, yeah, what is the function of Yish over here? Yish is what allows the Shin Hashem to be chal, and it allows the Hekdesh to be chal, that the Hekdesh should be chal, So I'm asking, does he mean Shin Rishos of Hekdesh, what Taisa said in Samach Bavim Beis? Even if Yish is not kaina, and even if you don't know of Shin Hashem, like the Gemara in Sam Vav Beis doesn't know Shin Hashem yet, Taisa still says it could work with time Yish in Rishos. So Taisa is asking, Taisa is explaining now why you need Yish in Rishos, meaning Shin Rishos of Hekdesh. Or is he saying that it's not Yish, even by regular Shin Rishos, it's not called Shin Rishos without Yish? So, yeah.
Could you say like it's telling the machlekas around the Rambam about what the point of Shinai Rishus? If it's Teros Yodei or if it's the actual part of the Kenyan?
Why should we be telling that?
It's around that Seder.
Why should we be telling that? Seder. Why should we be telling that?
It's the same thing. Kund Rambam the Seder is a Rambam the Seder is a massive.
Okay, so.
So we can have the Shinai Rishus before, so it's proven not like that.
And according to Taisa, according to Rabban, other Rabban. What?
It's about having a Teosilele. So once it's Yish, then it's a Teosilele.
Oh, one second. What you're saying is good, yeah. But I don't think that's Prantaisis. The Cheshbon you're saying is good, but I don't think that's Prantaisis. It's true. Nachon. Gabi is saying, don't feed the Rambam. Obviously, don't feed the Rambam. Yehudi here. Lefi the Rambam, obviously, the shinui, the yush, is not what's allowing for the shinui rishos. Yeah, according to the Rambam, you have shinui rishos and then yush. So obviously, you can't tell me that the yush is a chetimsa for the shinui rishos. I don't wake up if you can have the shinui rishos before the yush, right? According to Ramban, the Yish Rishus is a Teras Liyadai. So then, obviously, you need the Yish before the Shin Rishus. True, that's true. But in the context of this Taisvis, that Taisvis is telling me that when Taisvis says that you need the Yish in order that the Ganav could create a Shina Hashem, because I'm explaining it Al Peter Ramban, Al Peter Stipler, that he has no koyach b'chlal to do what he's doing if not for the Yish. Then in the context of Taisus, and Taisus says that you also need Yish for Shina Rishos. He's saying it the same way you need Yish for Shina Hashem, you need for Shina Rishos. And if it's talking about a regular Yish Shin Rishos, it's not true. what Gabi is saying. Because this thing you need a yish for the Shin Rishus is just that Shbiyat Teres Asa Yaday. It's not that the yish allows for the Shin Rishus. It's not that when Teres is telling me aside that the yish is enabling the Shin Rishus. Shin Rishus, a regular Shin Rishus, is a Metzias. It's shaykh to make a Shin Rishus without yish. You don't need yish to make a Shin Rishus. You'll tell me that the problem is Saras Liyadai. That's not what Tais is saying. Tais is not saying that you need Yish and Shumi Saras Liyadai. Tais is saying, in the whole context of this, Tais is telling me, Tais is saying this quality side of the Ramban. Yeah? That the Yish is needed in order to enable you to do what you're doing. In order that you should be able to be Mechal. You can make the Chalais on this object of Ashin Hashem. Of Ashin Rishos, you need the Kayach of the Yiyush in order to give you the ability to do that. That's the Yisrael of the Ramban. But if he's talking about just a plain Shin Rishos, you don't need the Kayach of Yiyush in order to make a Shin Rishos. You give it to the guy, it's a Shin Rishos. It's a Matthias. You don't need a Yiyush to make a Shin Rishos. Therefore, I would think that what Tariq Sovir says, that Yiyush Shin Rishos, he's referring back to what he said in Samachvavim and Beis. But there he said, Rabbi Hektish specifically, that even though we don't know that Yish and Shin Hashem is Kaina, Yedani, you don't know Yish and Shin Hashem is Kaina, but Yish and Shin Rishus is going to work by Hektish. And that Taisa says, he's bothered by Kasha, the bounce Kasha, one second, I can't make Hektish, the Rajma's Kasha, I can't, how does it start? You can't make Hektish because it's not yours, Yish is not Kaina, the Rajma is Bam Kecha. Taisa is not going like that. Taisa says, no, like Ramban. Just like he says, like a Bashin Hashem, he's saying Shin Rishus also, meaning that I need the Yish in order to make the Shin Rishus of Hektish. Why? Because in order because Hektish is not a Matzias of Shin Rishus, it's the Hektish that makes the Shin Rishus. And that Taisa says, like we said in the Ramban, the guy made Yish Shin Rishus. What gives him a kayak to make the Shin Rishus of Hektish? Because Yish, because it's the Chalais Hektish which makes the Shin Rishus. Right? And how can you do that? Elamites with the Yish. So you still have a question?
Yeah, it was a Teretz.
What?
That we have the Chilupe Gersais on Samachvav Beis that add in the Machra.
Oh, wow. What's Chilupe Gersais?
The Mesur Sashat. We add in the Machra.
One second. Come here, can you Shin Rishus? What do you want? Where? What? Who?
By Shin Rishus.
Yeah. That yish kadi like honey hayil lemachra oil hakdisha no so
I'll come on. And it works also for mechira.
Among
not just hektish.
I'm sorry. What?
So you see, it works stem, not just for hektish. See that Shin Rishus works also stem.
He's saying lemachra.
Mm-hmm.
No. What are you showing me from that?
That you see that's what that
results.
That it's going also for regular.
Yeah, I know that Yish works.
Yeah.
I know that Yish Nishus works stam. Also, I'm not arguing. I'm not saying Yish Nishus. The question is, Arta is right here that says that we need the Yish for the Shin Rishus. It's in the context of needing the Yish for the Shin Hashem. So I'm making a hekesh over here, just like a yish shin Hashem. Taisa is saying that you need the yish in order that you should be able to create the shin Hashem. I thought Taisa is saying over here you need the yish in order to
in order
to make the shin rishos.
Yeah,
but no. Why do you need mitzvah mitzvahs? Oh, mechira.
Yeah.
I think because mechira needs a kayach bayal to sell, not just a matana. You mean mechira? Okay, so why did you say so? Well, so tell me, because the Teis made means mechira, and mechira also needs it. That's what you meant to say.
Yeah.
So say it. No. Okay, fine. Say it. Fine. Now you'll be saying.
Getting inherits. We got caught up in middle. It was the original question.
I understand. No. So he's just saying mechira. Mechira doesn't. You need a chalais for mechira. It's not just I'm giving it to you. It's the sale. In order that I could sell it, it has to be that you need it. Okay. If that means selling, then fine. Say it. Then Echanami. If Tais means selling, then that would work.
I mean, it's a simple shot, right?
What?
Tosis just got in saying Hektish. Now it's going back and saying Hektish, and that's for itself, right? Two kinds of Hektish. Hektish with shame, shame, Hektish with shame, shame.
I understood that. Say it, fine. Once you tell him, I thought he said, if you tell him a regular Shin Rishos, then it makes any sense. And it makes sense what Gavi is saying, that you need Yishin Shin Rishos. That in this context, that's not what he's talking about. So that's why I thought he's a Manhekdish. If we say the Mitzias of Shin Rishos, which also requires Kayach Bailus, Dahina Mechira, then it's really saying a very good Teretz. That's really good. Okay. Fine. Tais and Sukkah. Says you think it's different than Tais and Be'as? Taisa is going to Gemara. The Gemara over there by the Bankri. The Gemara wants to know. The Gemara says that you're buying the Hadassim. So the Bankri should let the guy cut it. Therefore, it's going to be Gezel by the guy and Shushus by the Bankri. And merely be kind it. You'll be kind it. Mazkasha, why can't it be kind of Shina Hashem? Shishina Maisa. Gnina Bishina Maisa. Gnina Bishina Maisa. Sub Lulu Mitzarach Ege. It's not called Shina Maisa. And this line Mitzarach Ege, Lulu Mitzarach Ege, Shina Chai Zabriyasai. So Mela, the Ege of Lulu is not going to work mitam Shina Maisa. So maybe that's why we need the guy who caught it before, so you have Yishin Rishos by the Bankri. Like Gemara, why did you kind of Bishina Hashem? The car asks of Ashta Hashem, and the Gemara says no. Mekar Nami Lasa Hashem Karile. It's not a Shina Hashem. The Taisis when we ask the Kash from Shina Maiz, we answer it's Chayla B'Yosai. So when we ask the Kash from Shina Hashem, why do we answer the same thing as Chayla B'Yosai? Based on our Gemara says the B'Yosai answered that the marriage is Shina Chayla B'Yosai. So you know Shina Hashem is kind of like a B'Yosif, but if it's Chayla B'Yosai, it's not kind. So why do you have to say that's not a Shina, but it's not a Shina Hashem? The Gemara could have said the same terrors. Even though Kozman is together with the Eged, it's called different. It's a Shina. It's called Shana. And once you take it out of the Eged, it goes back to being a Hados. That was Taisa's question. Empathize this. That, Rabbi Yosef didn't answer that. Rabbi Yosef said, it's not called the Shina Bechal. Mashmi doesn't hold the Shina Chayz B'Yosai. Why did Shlaima? B'Shina Hashem, the lack of Shina Maisa, like Kanyim Chayz B'Yosai. My marriage, like my Shuba, the Noi Bir, like Chashav Shina Maisa, of Halacha Dog, the Rei, Chashav Shina Maisa, by Shina Hashem, the Kanyim. That is Mechadish, that this that we say, that when Shina Hashem is Chayz B'Yosa, is Nafka, when there's no Shina Maisa with him. But with the Shina Maisa, then it's not a problem that the Shina Hashem is Chayz B'Yosa. So Meili is Mechalek between Eged Lulav and Merish. The Eged Lulav is considered a Shina Maisa. So Meila, even though it's chayes the briyasai, but if it's shina ma'is and a shina Hashem, it's okay. I'm not sure that how that works exactly. With this, a lot of tzurufim here, it's not so clear. And Mashen came by Meirish, there is not even shina ma'is and b'chal. Which is a little strange. There was asking, everyone, some people were asking, what's the difference between the mitzvahs of a eged lulav, the hadas in the eged? The chayr is no different than the beam in the building. Telling me the beam in the building is not a shina ma'isa because it's a beam on the floor. It's a beam in the building. What's the difference? It's just whatever. Just surrounded by all the rest of the buildings. And also, Chayra, why is the Hadas and the Lula and the Eged, why is that considered Shinoi in the Hadas? Chayra, the Hadas is still the same Hadas. Why is that more of a Shinoi in the Hadas than the beam in the building?
Isn't the whole thing of Tekarnas HaShavim that you're afraid that the person will feel...
What are you talking about Tekarnas HaShavim?
What's the difference?
What are you talking about Tekarnas HaShavim? Talking about Be'etzem. Objectively, is it a Shinoi Ma'is or not? Chayza says, a Shina Hashem HaChayzer that has with it a Shina Ma'isa is kind of, you know, the Shina Hashem HaChayzer. That's why the Gemara doesn't answer the Shina Hashem HaChayzer. A Shina Hashem does not have with the Shina Ma'isa, like in Bava Kama, Samach Zayin, by Meirish over there, the Gemara does say that Shinoi Hashem HaChayzer. In Tanya Pektais, this is more what I'm giving the Gael in Yaneinu. Utz b'dahasa, kin lefei kitzua, ve'im ba'el ma'chshava, imkein, shine Hashem, didei, chayz l'briyasayu. Ramai kani? Stays is assuming, in our Gemara, that once the Be'ezim answered shine Hashem, that we fell off of kitza. At first, it says, shine ma'ezim dikari. And now the Gemara says, no, 22 years later, he says, it's a Shina Hashem. I mean, Shina Hashem, once we're saying this is a thing called Shina Hashem, you don't need a Shina Ma'isa. You don't need that he caught it. Yesterday we saw some Hashem that said, not like that. Also we saw, right? We saw the Balmar. So maybe the Balmar and maybe the Ban. That you need the cutting at Shem B'chayz HaBriyasa. In the kind of you don't need the kids that want to say it's a Shina Hashem. Want to say it's a Shina Hashem. So Tarius over here is assuming that Pasha learned the Gemara. So Meli has a kasha. But in Mekay, in Lachari, it's Shina Hashem. Meimel Machshav. In Mekay, Shina Hashem, the day Chayz the Briyasa, who? By my Kani. You're telling me that Batem, Shina Hashem, that's chayil b'riyasai, right? Is not kind. Shin Hashem is chayil b'riyasai by itself is not kind. So Kain, Elam Kain has a shin ma'isa with it. That's chandra of zera. So Mel, why by utzbah do we say that you're kind of Shina Hashem, and it's Chayit L'Briyasa. But that's really Kashan Agamara. And Reb Zera says, that Meirish is Chayit L'Briyasa, and if you're not kind of Shina Hashem, what do you mean? Utzba is also not kind of Shina Hashem. If you learn that Utzba still cuts fine, it's not Chayit, because you cut it. And it doesn't go back to what it was. You already cut it. You can't glue it back together. We saw in the Shining. But Tais is assuming, not like that, this is assuming that Utzba, we fell off of the Tarez of Kaina, we fell off the Tarez of Kaina, and what's Zer talking about? What's Zer talking about? Zer says, you need Shin Hashem, it's not Chayzer, but Utzba, which is what the Shin Hashem are talking about, over there it is Chayzer. Look, Yeshlaim of Tais is, the Hasam Ikh Yish Mahade Shin Hashem. The Hechet Lek Yish, Ein Machshava Metamasai. Kitani Tishlas Ajabailu. Vod of Shina Hashem, a Chayzer, Kanim Yish, Kanashka by Utzba, Mishina Maisa, Chayzer, the Biyas, the film Yish, like Kani, Kimaskin and Hacha. Zotai says, Tais Machaj Gvalka Kiddish. And Ray, in our Sugya, by Utzba, the Ray Mishnah, what is Yish? Right? Now we know, there is Yish of it. And Tais is saying, why do you need Yish? Tais is sound like Tais Bayas. God, look, you need Yish. I'm sorry, not like that's me. Sound like saying the Ramban. Then Rabbi Tumah, you need Yish. In other words, in order that it should be become royal kavod Tumah, you need Yish. Right? The Ramban said. Right? Man, two pshatim. Why you need Yish? Right? If it, man, two pshatim that Yish is needed by Utzpah, not mitzad kinyan. One pshat was, but otherwise no achlata, right? So it's not mitzad dineg hilchus kalim. It doesn't work. It's not mitama. And then another svar is because otherwise you can't. It doesn't start. You can't be meichal the shin Hashem. Places over here. Is the machshava mitamasai. Yeklagiyosh ein machshava mitamasai. Okay, I got the feeling that Taisa sounding more good. First of all, Ramban, kikani lufisha she leins yayish abaylim. You see, you need yish mitzad tuma. But others, so maybe once we have yish, for that reason we have yish. Once we have yish, so maybe the Taisa is. This is Gaval Gachidish. Gaval Gachidish in Taisviz. Tulaplayim. He says that Shini Hashem, Hachayzer, with Yish, is Kaina. Shankin. Shini Hashem. I'm sorry. Shini Maisa with Yish. Shini Maisa Hachayz with Yish is not Kaina. Right?
With Yish Hachayz.
Shinoi Hashem, Hachayzer, with Yish is Kaina. Where do we see that? Utzpah. Shinoi Maisa, Hachayzer, even with Yish is not Kaina. That's a Sugin in Sukkah. That's by what the Gemara said. That you can't be Kaina with Shinoi Maisa, even though there's Yish. Right? We're going to Yish over here. The guy, the Vankri, yeah? The Vankri would cut it. What's the problem? What's the situation? What do we have? What do we have by on this hadas? What do we have on the hadas? We have yish, and we have shinei ma'isa. But the Gemara says shinei ma'isa chayzer. So we see from the Gemara, Ferish Gemara, shinei ma'isa chayzer without yish, shinei ma'isa chayzer even with yish is not kind of. And we see in Baba Kama, Daf Sama Vav and Bay Samal Zayin and Aleph. That what? That utzbah. Even though it's shinei achayzer, but since it has a shinei mai, because again, if you're going there, it wasn't katzah, so it is shinei Hashem achayzer. But since it has yiyush, you're kind of. This is what Tais is being mechadish. In one second. And then Ragav, the Mashah asked the Kasha, and if this is true, then, and the Rebbe was having the Kasha yesterday, so then what's Taisa, go back to Taisa's Kasha, and Taisa's original Kasha. And Taisa's original Kasha falls off. What was Taisa's first Kasha start off? Tema! I'm really the Shini Maisa, Chayz the Briyasai, Loish Meshinoi, Hu Adin Bishine Hashem. Again, the Gemara and Sukkah first want to try Shini Maisa. What did the Gemara say? No, it's Chayzer. The Gemara said, no, it's not a Shin Hashem. Right? But Taisa, the same thing you just answered for Shin Maisa. Why is it a Shin Hashem? Right? That was Taisa's Tema. Yeah? The Chayzer, according to what Taisa is saying now, it's not a Kasha Bechal. Because, Haray, we're talking about the Yish over here, right? Same Yish in both cases. It's same case, not both cases. It's the same case. And this Yish, so by Shin Maisa, Hachayzer, Inu Yav Yish, it's not kind of. Shinoi Hashem, even though Shin Hashem Hachayzer, if it has Yish, you are kind of. Right? So Melech, there's no Kasha. That's why the Gemara didn't answer that Shin Hashem Hachayzer. Who cares? Even if Shin Hashem Hachayzer, Taisus says, we see from Utzpah that Shin Hashem Hachayzer, even though you have that Shin Hashem Hachayzer, if you have together with the Yish, yeah, then it's kinda. So Meila, once he says it, then his kasha doesn't stop. Then his kasha's answered. Okay, but Taisus doesn't say that. Taisus doesn't say, oh, Hashna sin lacha. Hashna hashna nicha. The Torah says right after hashna nicha. Different hashna nicha. What Torah say? Hashna nicha. The kasha they asked in the beginning. As they affect my shah, he has a pupil, the ayin sham. He has God.
What's the purpose when we talk about the Ma'afa Kitsama?
What?
Back in the Ramban, when we talk about Kitsama, what's the purpose of the Ma'asa in the Valley being allowed to give a Shema Hashem? What's the purpose of it? To make it?
No, the how does the Ma'asa help for Shema Hashem? Yeah. How does that come up right now?
Before Tosaf says that there's Yeshe, he says, how come Shema Hashem, Shema Chos is Kona? How come is he even allowed to make a Shema Hashem? There's no Ma'asa.
But nothing. Oh, Zeesh.
So the answer, the question what? Was, he wasn't asking how's the Shema Hashem Chali, he was asking how's it going. It's Shechoze, but it should be.
Maybe Halakha is worse than that Nakuda. Maybe Halakha is worse than that Nakuda. Oh, what happens? Oh, and the etzem chiluk of Taisvis, and he's Hezber, what's the difference between Shinoi, Maisa, Chayzer, with Yish, that's not Kaina, Shinoi Shema, Chayzer, Yish is Kaina. So, Trumas HaKri, it's a little bit as far, it's very difficult Taisvis, right? The Kash is green, what it really means Hezber in Taisvis. What's the difference between what's the difference between Shina Shema Chayzer and Shina Maisa Chayzer? Here Yish helps, here Yish doesn't help. Here it helps Yish, here it doesn't help Yish. So truth matter, we once had such a thing in Rashi. But I think it's a little, and that's really that's what the Shulam screen wants to say. We had a Rashi, if you remember, a long time ago, about 100 years ago, we had a Rashi in some Chayim Beis. Where we got a Mela, right? And we're asked the Kasha by Klev and Asa Ayel, why we say kind of B'shin Hashem? So Rashi explained, Nihi, the Shvach, the Gufo, the Havashina, the Mela, Keshavach, Ba'azal, Nihu, B'shma, Vadai Shani. So Rashi over there said that there's a strength in Shin Hashem over Shin Maisa, the Gabe Mela. Right, Gabi Mela. So,
either Shin Hashem can happen
in Mela. Shin Hashem, but Tlab Nasa was a Mela, you're all kinda. Shin Maisa is Mela, you're not kinda. So let me go back to Shuma's Kree now, then we'll go back to Rashi. He said, Nil Laima, Narin Taima. The Shin Maisa, Koshla Nigmara Maisa, the Akshav, Lechalutin. But dainu oimid lachzar lehab ma'isa klal. Afilu kaidim shechazar. Kegoyin gozal nesarim vasol teiva loyim tares nesarim aleim. He's saying since it a shina ma'isa. You have to understand what he's saying. A shina ma'isa, since it could go back. A shina ma'isa chayzer, right? Shina ma'isa chayzer. So he's saying it doesn't have a Shem Shinoi B'chal. It doesn't have a Shem Shinoi B'chal. And he says, Lo'ilim Teres Nisarim Aleyim. Hashengi B'Shin Hashem, Achayzer, Kol Zman Shleich Zirai, Shin Hashem Ma'al Yom. Sheikar Noisi B'Shem Achadash. In other words, it's a similar idea we said then in Rashi. What did we say then in Rashi? That a Shinoi Mela, right? We said it's not what we said in Meir, it's not called a Shinoi. It's a natural process, it's not something to change. That's just the way it happens. It's not a change. Change means someone went ahead and did a change. That's just a natural process, it's not called a change. It's not called a change. But Shankin, we said, Shinoi Hashem, right? You can't argue with the fact that it has a different shape. It's called different. It's something different, right? The name is different. You can't say that it's not something. If Shina Hashem is called different, so it has a different name. So you tell me, it got that name in Mela. It got to that point where its name changed in Mela. So what? But right now, it's called a shar, not an eagle. So the shame shar is different than the shame eagle. So it's different. So Mashenkein, the physical change, you could say, that's not called a change. We accept that svar. So I think similarly, the Truma Zakri is saying over here, that a shin in Maisa Chayzer, I mean, it's difficult. It's after I'm saying, but the svar over here, that shin in Maisa Chayzer, like you say, you have a piece of wood you made into a bag. You can just take it apart, unscrew it, and it comes back a piece of wood. So he's saying that since it could be Chayzer, we don't look at it. If you hold that shin in Maisa Chayzer is not kaina, right? The child is, we don't look at it. We don't look at it as a box. We look at it, it's still a piece of wood. Mashenke, Vishin Hashem, calls man, it didn't go back, right? You can't look at it like the other thing. You can't look at it like that it's, let's say, by the Shina, right? You can't call it a Hadas. It's not called a Hadas. It's not called a Hadas. You can't say it's a Hadas. Right? It's not called a Hadas. It's called a Shana. Right? It's called a Shana. If you untie it, it'll go back to be calling a Hadas. It'll go back to be calling a Hadas. But you can't say it's a Hadas now. Because it's not called a Hadas. It's possible to still look at it as a piece of wood. The Dakas the Kesvara. By Rashi, I hear it better. What the Svara we said in Rashi. Because over there, you can tell me, we said there are parrots over there. That something that's a natural change is not called a chain. Fine. Yeah? But the shame, the name, whether you like it or not, it has a different name. You can't argue, you say, oh, it's just natural. But mice is a different name. Here it's more dachistic. But it's along the same lines. Now you're saying that, you know, behold, the shina maisa chayzer is not a shina, that's what we're going now, right? Shina maisa chayzer is not a shinui. Many want to say even with the Yish, why? Because the Shina Maisa Chayzer Al Tzadeh is not a Shinoi, what the Gemara says over there. Al Tzadeh is not a Shinoi. And Pshat is, we look at it, we view it as a couple of boards that are next to each other. They have to be connected, right? But we look at we it's possible to look at this piece as a board. It's possible to look at it as a board. Mashen Kain by Shina Hashem, you can't look at it as a Hadas. Because Maisa, it's not called a Hadas now. It's only called Hashana. So Mela, you know, it's Shina Hashem Chayzer, but does have a Shem, Shina Hashem. So Mela, that's how he says, with Yish, we'll be tight.